how to turn a viral video into a billion-dollar company. This is Founder Wisdom, where we'll answer that question by distilling advice from our founders in the books, courses, or stories they recommend. Then we'll show you how we are applying that knowledge ourselves. Today, I'm talking to Joseph Wilkins.
My name is Joe Wilkins. I'm the founder of FunnySalesVideos.com, and we create outrageously entertaining videos that help people learn about our clients' products and ultimately buy them.
And he's going to tell me a little bit about how the founder of Dollar Shave Club actually made a billion-dollar company and how his video works right after this story. So I'm going to take you back in time twice, but I'm going to first take you back to July of 2016, because that date is like when the business world just had its socks blown off, because there was a little company that started as this improv comedian's dream just 5 years before and had been bought for $1 billion. Do you have any idea of what that company might be?
I will go for Dollar Shave Club.
Yes, exactly. And like the thing that was weird, like, is at the time that purchase didn't make any sense. The purchase price of Dollar Shave Club was 5 times their 2016 revenue, which is like unheard of for a retail startup.
It's crazy.
Big question, why? Why the heck did Unilever, which is the company that bought it, buy it for so much? And my thought is it actually goes back to a video and the way a video allows you to connect with your customers. And so now I'm actually going to take you back in time again, because we're going to go back to the 90s, where there's a few comedians, including Amy Poehler, like, you know, from Parks and Rec, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She created this improv group called Upright Citizens Brigade, and it became like this massive success. It had its own Comedy Central show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Upright Citizens Brigade!
And then they actually started giving classes. So for Michael, like the founder of Dollar Shave Club, he wanted that connection with people. He wanted that connection with an audience. And so he honed his craft during those improv shows. And then in December of 2010, he was at this Christmas party. And he was chatting to like a few friends. And then his friend's dad like came up and they started talking. And then like out of the blue, he's like, "Hey, I need help selling 250,000 razors I got from Asia."
And the genius of the story is that the whole video made it feel like a 100% American-made company.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second, because right when he had this conversation, he just, like, initially caught off guard, but then he had an idea. What if razors just showed up to your door every month for a dollar? And like this idea kept circling in his head. He's like, all right, there's a bunch of guys that are just fed up paying $20 for razor blades. So what if he just starred in his own video and tried to connect with these guys?
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high quality razors right to your door.
And so do you remember how that video starts?
Yeah, he says something about, you know, are they good? There was an expletive that was bleeped out.
Yep.
He ripped down a poster and walked into the factory.
It's crazy that you remember that, because I remember it too. And the line is,
"Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great."
And I remember seeing that video and thinking, like, this is probably the funniest ad that I had ever seen. I don't remember there being any other ads like that that were on that level at that time, right?
No, they weren't. That's what the genius was, is that nobody had done anything like it.
The official video was released on March 6, 2012. Almost instantly, it went viral. It was like everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And in the first 48 hours, the company got more than 12,000 orders. And Dollar Shave Club was basically born. That is just like an incredible story, how just one video can completely change the fate of a company that really wasn't anything before that video. And so like, my question to you is, How the heck do you think that happened? What can we learn from it today? And also, is there still a chance that these kind of videos can break through? Because it seems like, you know, there is so much good content around here. Like, how do you even distinguish yourself?
The answer is yes and no. What I mean by that is, if you were to try to replicate what he did today, it would fall flat. It wouldn't even get, I don't know, a few thousand views. Probably wouldn't even get that.
Why is that?
Because the landscape of these social platforms has completely changed. So it used to be that social platforms were driven by engagement, and that's all. So it used to be, if you created something remarkable and just uploaded it and, you know, seed it a little, it would go viral. The problem is, nowadays, all of the algorithms are smart. They know that unless it's a cat video or, you know, some random video that has nothing to do with a brand, those kinds of videos can still, quote unquote, go organically viral. But if the minute the algorithm sniffs that there's a corporate sponsor behind it, they categorize it in a completely different column. And the only way to, quote unquote, go viral is to pay to play.
I'm curious about, like, your specific experience, because, like, looking on your website, you know, some of these videos, I think one of them has like 30 million views or something like that. Is that correct?
We need to update that. Between the two videos, they now have 70 million views.
Oh my God. So, like, you're raking in those views. And so obviously you found a maybe some secret pathway to viral greatness. What have you used to keep that intense virality going in today?
So we actually have an 8-step process that we take every video through. And if you want it, you can download a free ebook at funnysalesvideos.com that will take you through way more detail than I can explain now. But basically, you have to understand that it's a pay-to-play model. So you're not trying to create organically viral, you know, ripple effect. What you're trying to do is create a video that, when you spend a dollar on advertising, it brings you back $2, $3, $4, $5. And that's the basic principle of viral style sales videos. But just as important, number two, you can't skip the fact that what these companies like Dollar Shave Club did was to create truly remarkable content that entertains people into caring about your product.
And so how do you entertain people today to care about those products? Because, like, it's one thing to make it engaging, but you actually have to have some kind of call to action that is convincing.
It's not the kind of thing that you can just come up with. It's like building a house. It takes a huge amount of work to create the foundation, which is the script. And then, you know, getting all of the right things looking right, which is the actors, the locations, the props, the extras, the crew to make it look just right. But having said all of that, I would challenge anyone, budget or no budget, you can still take these principles, grab your iPhone and create something that will compete with Dollar Shave Club, because that's what they did. I think I read an article that said that he, and I may be misquoting this, but I think he went down to, like, you know, the local college and found some people that would come film it for him. It wasn't a high budget production. It all starts with what Pixar talks about: story is king. So the same principle with our videos, if you look, we always try to hook you with something in the first 5 seconds, something visual, because we know that most of you have your sound off and are watching on your phone. So it has to be visually engaging and either shocking or in some way funny without being audibly funny. So it can't be a joke. And then once we at least hook your curiosity to say, okay, I'm going to turn my sound on, then we have to start telling you a story. We tell a story that's relevant, but the whole arc of the story revolves around a problem that our client's product solves. But you got to do it in an entertaining way. It doesn't feel icky and salesy and infomercially.
So where can people learn about you and some of your methods, and where can they find some of those resources?
So two places. First of all is funnysalesvideos.com. You know, if you're on a coffee break, go waste a few minutes laughing at some of our videos. Maybe you'll buy some of our products or some of our clients' products. But the other thing, probably more interesting to your audience, is I actually host my own podcast, and the name is very clickbaity. It's called How to Make a Video Go Viral. And I just said I don't like the word viral, but it's what people think of when they think about what it is that we do.
And so I think for a takeaway, I'll pass it back to Joseph, because he just had a brilliant summation of our conversation.
The platforms and the delivery have changed. Something that will never change is the human desire to be entertained, to be told a story, and to solve problems, have your problems solved for you.